The Ticket.
Michigan Insider Podcast is brought to you in part by defense attorney and WTKA legal insider Joe Simon. Find Joe at themichigandefenders.com.
And we are back, folks, here on the Michigan Insider. You know what that music means. It means it's the time of the show where we give you the latest and the greatest in football and or basketball recruiting and take your recruiting questions at this time. And this time only at 734-998-1050. You can tweet us at Michigan Insider. Tweet me directly at SamWeb77. You can email us at studio@WTKA.com. Look, so we're going to spend some time today talking about offensive line recruiting. And one of the we're going to look at a couple of ends of the spectrum. We're going to look at the guy who is the big time, highly rated target. And then we're going to talk about an emerging target, one that is sort of rising up in the ranks a little bit because he transitioned from a tight end to being an offensive tackle prospect that more and more programs are becoming enamored with. But we'll start off first with the big name guy, one of the top prospects on Michigan's board in this recruiting cycle is Caden Green. Caden Green, hailing from Lee's Summit, Missouri, Lee's Summit North High School, 6'5", 310 pounds. He is ranked 104 nationally, according to 24/7 Sports, the number 13 offensive tackle, even higher in the composite rankings for 24/7 Sports, number 63 nationally, number 6 offensive tackle. Michigan has long been thought to be one of the favorites for Caden Green, and he has locked in a visit for the Mesa Boone, and that should come as no surprise. As I said, he has had Michigan high on his list for quite some time. And so our Alan True reported yesterday that he is going to be visiting Michigan June 17th through the 19th. Has an official book there. He's going to be visiting Missouri after that. He has Nebraska is another top team. He actually has Nebraska coming up here next week. And then Oklahoma, a team that's trending, according to a lot of our pundits, he has them the first weekend in June. But for Michigan, what's working for them clearly is his connection with Sherrone Moore. For the last few months, seemingly in every major update mentioning Michigan, he talks about his relationship with Sherrone Moore. He said he's a huge fan of Sherrone. Sherrone, one of his favorite coaches. In the latest update that he talked about with that he talked to Alan True about, he also shouted out Grant Newsom as well as a coach that he's really connecting with. So you have the performance last year. He always been talking about Moore. He's mentioning Joe Moore Award in several updates. You have the longevity of the relationship. You have the growing connection with other coaches on the staff. And I like the positioning of the visit. I like the positioning of the visit after Oklahoma. I know there's some Nebraska buzz. I'm sorry. I'm no proximity. They have that. But I'm just not fearful of losing a guy to Nebraska. Oklahoma, on the other hand, that's the thing. And Oklahoma's been trending, and you get a chance to get him after Oklahoma. Timing matters in a recruitment like this. And it won't be long. I mean, he had been talking about making a summer decision, making the call maybe sometime, certainly before his season opens up in late August. So timing of getting that official this summer and after Oklahoma especially, I think is a good bounce for Michigan. And so, like the news there, the buzz there for Michigan with Caden Green. But another guy that is starting to create some buzz on the recruiting trail. Now, you won't see – this is one of those guys where you mention his name and the fans are going, oh, yeah, next guy, because he's not rated. He's not ranked at all. But if you paid attention to, you know, some recruiting over the last month, month and a half, his recruitment has really seen an uptick, right? You just in the last month, you've seen you've seen Iowa, Oklahoma, Penn State, Miami is offered as well. You see some big boys kind of coming to the table for a kid named Logan Howland. Now, Logan Howland is from the Hun School in Princeton, New Jersey. He is 6'7", 280 pounds. He's a guy who was formerly a tight end, but is being courted as an offensive tackle. Michigan starting to really show their interest, and immediately upon receiving interest from Michigan, he said, again, this is a guy. So I'm talking about dad. They won the Joe Moore Award. I admit I didn't know what the Joe Moore Award was until they won it. So I don't know about you. I hadn't heard of the Joe Moore Award. But these offensive linemen seem to know what it's about. But he said, yeah, they won the Joe Moore Award last year. They're phenomenal. They were just in the playoffs. Loved Sharon. So as soon as he got on the phone with Sharon, felt like he knew him, or he's known him forever. And so he is going to be making his way to Michigan's campus for an unofficial visit this weekend. Right. And so that is one that you could really see Michigan start to, be in the thick of it with, in the aftermath of this official visit coming up this weekend. A guy who is rising in the rankings, certainly rising on the recruiting boards of several programs. And if what we've seen here recently with the Iowas and the Oklahomas and the Miamis, for instance, what we've seen with them here of late is any indication of what's to come for him, this is going to be a pretty contested recruit. Penn State, you throw them in the mix. Michigan State's offered as well. A little bit ago, Tennessee's offered. This is a guy that's really rising on the board, and I expect the same to be true for Michigan too. We'll have more on that after the visit, so be sure to tune in or check us out over on the MichiganInsider.com. We got to get to a break. Be back on the other side here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA, The Ticket, the official voice of University of Michigan Sports, Ann Arbor, a Cumulus station.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draftaccess to register for free entry today.